Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, November 30th, and this is Chicago Council 8 Local Rep Amy Halverson reporting. Flight attendants assigned to reserve for the month of December have an opportunity to preference where they would prefer to lay over for the holiday. Section 10C-13C of our contract provides that at Christmas, a reserve flight attendant can indicate their preference for layover cities for 3 days preceding and 2 days following the holiday. Requests may be submitted for up to 4 locations. In an effort to better manage and support the 2010 Reserve Christmas Wish List, AFA and United continue improving the programming developed last year that provides flight attendants the ability to submit or modify your layover request closer to the date of reserve assignment. You may submit your holiday layover request through the link provided on the AFA website beginning this Wednesday, December 1st. We encourage you to put an initial request on file early in the period and modify your request if your circumstances change later in the month to take full advantage of the new functionality. The last request on file will be the request that will be considered at the time of assignment. The submission page with details must be finalized to be considered. For a full list of deadline dates for the holiday period as well as more detailed information, please visit www.unitedafa.org/wishlist. Crew Scheduling will make every attempt to accommodate the reserve Christmas wish layover request to the best of their ability. The National Transportation Safety Board will be holding a public forum on December 9, 2010 in Washington, D.C. to address the safety of children traveling in airplanes or in cars. The forum will explore the continuing problem of non-use of child seats and seat belts by the traveling public and will also discuss the types of information parents may or may not receive regarding the safety concerns of children traveling unrestrained. As flight attendants, we are required to secure all items from carry-on bags to galley items to comply with regulations aimed at ensuring safety on board the aircraft. Despite these requirements, regulations allow a child under the age of 2 to be held on a lap during taxi, takeoff, and while on flight, as well as landing. AFA/CWA has long been an advocate for improving safety for all passengers, including the youngest and most vulnerable of our passengers. AFA/CWA is conducting a survey that seeks your candid input regarding laptop children, as well as the use or lack of use of child restraint systems on board the aircraft. A link to the survey is available on our AFA website, which takes about 10 to 15 minutes to complete. The final phase of vacation bidding opens tomorrow, December the 1st. For those that have vacation remaining to bid, bidding will remain open until Tuesday, December the 7th at 8:30 local time, with awards posted on December 11th. If you have vacation remaining to bid in this phase of vacation bidding process, you may check the remaining vacation allotments by domicile in Unimatic on DIS star 14161 for domestic allocations and DIS star 14162 for international allocations. Any remaining vacation that is not bid will be assigned an inverse seniority order starting with January, continuing through December. Our negotiating committee and representatives from the MEC are on the road again this week, continuing our merger and negotiation town hall meetings. The meetings this week began in Las Vegas today at the Western Cross Arena, followed by San Francisco tomorrow at the DoubleTree Hotel Airport, and will conclude in Honolulu at the Ala Moana Hotel December 2nd. All meetings this week begin at 10 a.m. local time. The town hall meetings afford you an opportunity to receive a comprehensive update on the status of our Section 6 negotiations, as well as interact with our negotiating committee and ask questions and provide your feedback. Check the AFA website for additional details. There were no direct negotiations with management last week. As stated above, this week our negotiating committee is on the road for our merger and negotiation town hall meetings in Las Vegas, San Francisco, and Honolulu. Our next mediated negotiation sessions will be held in Chicago the week of December the 14th. That is all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.